The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
I get sense of when you see and birth.
Welcome to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on 92.1.
Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth, with you on your journey from bump to birth, helping you navigate through an experience so exciting and new, the changes to you and the baby that you could expect, the right advice and tips experts will direct, real facts and stories that will unearth the real sense of pregnancy and birth. It's episode 17 of Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth. Only a few episodes remain before the end of this series. Did you know that during childbirth, many women undergo tearing or episiotomies to help in removing the baby out? But this word, episiotomy, is enough to make a pregnant woman cringe. However, when it comes to childbirth, it could be the very thing that will make giving birth that much easier. Find out everything you need to know about an episiotomy, including why it might be carried out in labour and how long it will take to heal. Welcome back to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. The fear of rips and tears from childbirth is incredibly common. But did you know that sometimes a midwife would have to manually cut a woman down there to make way for the baby? It's called episiotomy, and we'll hear all about it today with Diane Zalitis, practicing midwife and clinical lead for pregnancy, birth and baby service. Diane, it's great to reconnect with you on Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth.
Thank you, Nadia, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this most unexciting topic, I think, for women. It's the thing they're not looking forward to hearing about or horrified by.
Exactly, and a lot of women will be shocked to find out that something like this does actually exist. So let's start talking about the main reasons why an episiotomy is performed.
Okay, firstly, to explain that, I might explain what it is, like
yes.
Where we are talking about might be very helpful.
Yes.
So when we talk about down there, we're talking about your pelvic floor or your perineal muscles. So this is this little muscle. I'm going to use some nice body terms here for everybody, but it's the muscles that sit between your vagina and the anus, so your bottom. And so when you're giving birth, those muscles, before giving birth, they're nice, thick and solid. And when you're giving birth, they stretch and they thin out to make room for the baby's head and its body for the baby to come through and give birth. And that's very normal, natural, and while it is a bit uncomfortable, it's very normal. And with that stretching, it normally stretches and thins enough that the baby can come through.
Mm.
So that's so we have a bit of understanding where we're at. Now, sometimes, for various reasons, the muscle doesn't stretch enough. It doesn't move out of the way enough, and it looks like the risk is for some women that they may actually tear then from their vagina right through to their bottom. So that's one reason why we will do this thing called an episiotomy. Now, an episiotomy, sorry, back that up, Diane. An episiotomy is, as you said, Nadia, it's where either your midwife or your doctor uses, this is going to sound very graphic, and I do apologize, a pair of scissors, and we do cut the muscle body, but we cut in a direction away from you, so it's slightly to the side. It sounds awful, but when this muscle is stretched out, it's very thin. It doesn't cut in as deep as it may sound, but it prevents something far, far worse. You won't feel it, because with the pressure of the baby's head and the stretching that goes with that, that essentially overrides what you're feeling, this happening, and also it numbs it a little bit that you won't actually feel it, and it's incredibly fast.
Mm.
That it's
yeah.
But it does sound very, it sounds ghastly, doesn't it?
It does.
Barbaric that we would even do such a thing.
But some things need to be done to prevent further complications.
Yes.
And this is one of those things.
This is one of those things, and it's certainly not something that we do routinely, so it's not done for every woman regardless. It's done for some very clear indications. You mentioned, you know, tearing. There are some little tears that can happen in the skin and the muscle that's perfectly normal, and it's just another way your body's making a bit of room. But there is a further element to that where the tear can go down into your bottom, into the anus and into the rectum, and that's a very bad thing for women to have. The healing from that can be quite slow, quite some complications, and really this, the episiotomy prevents that, and it heals up quite quickly and far better than these really severe tears.
Mm. Sudden complications can happen at any birth regardless of an easy pregnancy, so you never know when you'll actually need one. Are there a few common factors which might decrease your chances of having the procedure?
There are a couple. Certainly if you need some help to get the baby out, so sometimes the forceps or the vacuum will want to, so they need to make a bit more room to assist the baby out, and so they would need to do that. If you're having your baby's breech and you're giving birth vaginally to your baby breech, they will do it, and just it makes more room for the baby's head. So if you've had a severe tear before, you know, we want to prevent that this time. But otherwise, it's kind of what we can see. So your midwife and your doctor will be keeping a very close eye on what's happening with your perineum, with all that muscle body area, that it is actually going to stretch and not tear really badly. So that's a big part of our role at birth, to ensure that not only baby well when they come out, but that you stay as well as you can in actually getting the baby out. And part of that is looking after this area.
An episiotomy often entails a difficult recovery. How can a woman quickly recover from it?
Yeah, it can be painful for 2 to 3 weeks, particularly when you're walking and sitting down and even passing urine. So there's a couple of little tricks to do, and certainly your midwife will talk you through this after you've had your baby, so you don't need to kind of remember this. They make sure you know. So we give you ice packs to put there, so ice helps numb that and keep the swelling down. That's kind of straight away. You'll have pain relief to ease that. And sitting can be a little bit uncomfortable, so it's just finding a position or something really soft to sit on. Passing urine can sting, even regardless of whether you've had an episiotomy. Doing a wee, if it can sting down there because of just the grazes and everything that's happened. So there's a little trick that when you're doing a wee, if when you're sitting on the toilet, is lean as far forward as you can, and that directs your urine away, so it doesn't let it run down the back. So that's a little trick as well to stop that. And then just keeping the area clean and dry. So when you're washing, if you've got a handheld little shower, just gently washing with that is good, and making sure that the area is dry, but, you know, padding dry, not rubbing dry. Taking some pain relief is really important. And also talking to your doctor or your midwife so that they can just make sure that it's healing well as well, to keep an eye on it. Now, the stitches that are put in will dissolve, so you don't have to go back to have the stitches out. But if you think it's still really painful and, you know, a week or two later, then it's worth going back and getting someone to have a look and make sure that everything is okay. But just remember, give it a little bit of time. Everything is quite stretched and sore from actually having the baby, so there'll be other compounding things as well. And just give yourself a bit of time. Take it easy as much as you can. Get people to help you do other things as well, so you can just look after yourself and feed your baby. And, you know, you don't need to be sitting up to feed your baby. If you're breastfeeding, you can lie down to do that, and we can show you how to do that. So there are ways to literally take the pressure off that area.
Mm. And how can you prevent the onset of pain when going to the bathroom?
Okay, so the important thing is, from urine's perspective, from doing a wee, is to drink lots of water. So the more fluid you have, the less concentrated that your wee will be, so it will sting less. And then do that little trick I said where you lean forward over the toilet. Now, the other thing that people are often a little concerned about is the first time that they move their bowels after they've had a baby anyway, let alone with stitches. And the thing, again, with that is to go as soon as you feel like going, which is probably the next day, not to get constipated. So drink plenty of fluids. If you're worried and you haven't gone, then speak to the midwife in the hospital so they can give you something to help you go. And the third thing is, it will not be as bad as you think it will be when you first do number twos or move your bowels.
Yeah, a lot of women fear that part after having an episiotomy. But as you mentioned, it's not as bad as you think.
No, often we build up the fears in our heads about a lot of these things, and it is far worse than the actual reality. But it's also important to, you know, let yourself get, you know, constipated or not go for days, so that you speak to, because you'll be in hospital for a little bit. So make sure you talk to someone and that you have gone, and they can give you something to soften your stool so that it's easier to pass and you don't need to strain or push or anything like that.
Absolutely. Is there anything that a woman can do during her pregnancy to actually help reduce the chance of an episiotomy being necessary?
There are a couple of things, and certainly speak to your doctor or your midwife about how they feel about you using these things. There's a tool that you can buy or buy, you might want to just buy your own. It's called an epino, and these are things that actually you just insert into your vagina and you inflate them and they start to stretch your pelvic floor. So they actually get a little bit more mobility in your pelvic floor muscles, and they get you get used to kind of the sense of that, so that can help. And if you didn't want to do that, there are pelvic floor stretching exercises that you can kind of do, and then you can look those up. We've got some of that information on our Pregnancy Birth Baby website. And also there's some other things that actually help, and it's a bit how you sit position. So if you try sitting, you know, when you sit cross-legged or you sit in a squat, that actually helps stretch out those muscle areas as well, and that can help a little bit as well.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much, Diane, for giving us insight into what an episiotomy is and why they are used during birth, and the kind of steps that women can take during pregnancy to avoid having an episiotomy. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
I hope today's episode hasn't scared you off labour. Sometimes things need to be done to prevent further complications from happening, and an episiotomy is just one of them. Join me next episode as we address cesarean delivery. See you next time.
Making sense of when you see and birth.
Welcome to Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth on 92.1.
Making Sense of Pregnancy and Birth, with you on your journey from bump to birth, helping you navigate through an experience so exciting and new, the changes to you and the baby that you could expect, the right advice and tips experts will direct, real facts and stories that will unearth the real sense of pregnancy and birth.